Our attention will turn to the Olympics in a couple of months' time, and there are a lot of athletes who are working damn hard to get there at a personal cost, both financially and in terms of everything they've put on hold to achieve their dreams. One such person joins us now. Carmen Martin is one of our Olympic team for Taekwondo. In fact, there are only two athletes going to the Olympic Games representing Australia in Taekwondo, Carmen and her soon-to-be husband. Carmen joins us here on Grandstand this morning. Hi, Carmen, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks yourself.
Not too bad. Only two of you heading to the Olympics representing Australia in Taekwondo.
Yes, well, each country can only send a maximum of four. And we qualified two. My sister, she was actually the third person who was very close to qualifying, but she only just missed out in the final Olympic qualification. So nearly had three, but yeah, just came away with two.
Would have been a real family affair then if his sister was going as well. Now tell us about the other person that is going with you as both a teammate and soon-to-be husband.
Yes, so Safwan and I, we met about 10 years ago on a Junior Worlds trip. We were in Greece, actually representing Australia. And obviously, you know, at that age we were just friends and got along really well, but yeah, now it's developed into a relationship, and we're very fortunate to be travelling to the Olympics together to represent our country now.
So yourself and Safwan Khalil, your soon-to-be husband, will be the two Australians representing Australia in Taekwondo. How hard has it been for you to get to the Olympic Games? We know there's some funding available for Olympic athletes, but I do believe your journey to be an Olympian means that you have to pay for it yourself. It's pay as you play.
Yeah, definitely that is our case. We are yet to receive any funding from the ASC in preparation for the Olympic Games.
Nothing?
So, nothing. Like, we have been supported for a few championships, but no direct funding to prepare us for Olympic Games, which is, you know, quite unfortunate, because we recently just had a world tour overseas to Europe, and we just had to fund it ourselves.
How do you do that, Carmen? How do you raise the money, A, to live, B, to train, and then to all the travel and logistics?
We definitely are always on the lookout for sponsors and new sponsors, but a lot of it's hard work and a lot of fundraising efforts. So our club does the best it can to support us, and there's generous donations from parents or family members who are working just as hard to make sure we can go overseas and do what we need to do to prepare.
Does it make you angry at all when you see athletes getting generous funding from the ASC to train, like Ian Thorpe? I don't want to single Thorpe here, but, you know, to train overseas in his own location at his own time, you know, on the ASC's dollar, really, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, when you can't even scrape up a couple of bucks to help you out from the Olympic Committee?
Definitely, it can be very, very frustrating. Obviously, you would like to believe that all sports are viewed equally, and we have just as much chance of winning a medal as any other sport. And the fact that there's only two of us competing, you know, we're not a big basketball team or, you know, a massive team sport where you have to fund, you know, maybe 20 athletes. There's just the two of us. So it's hard for us to understand, you know, why no one wants to jump on board and help us out.
Are you a chance to win a medal?
Oh, definitely. You know, this is my second Olympic Games, and, you know, I made it to the quarterfinals last time, and I learned a lot from that experience. And, you know, that now that I'm older and more mature and I had that experience, I definitely know how to improve on my performance and come home with the gold.
Do you have a website that if people are interested in helping you out and doing what they can to help, that they can visit to try and help you, seeing that the Australian Olympic Committee and the ASC haven't been able to?
Sorry, are you there?
Yes. Do you have a website that we can direct people to try and keep tabs on your performance, but if they can help you out, do what they can?
Definitely. I have a fan page, a Facebook fan page, which is just Facebook/ Carmen Martin in one word. And my media and sponsorship coordinators and team have those contact details on my front page, which you can contact online, which is the email address is carmenmartonft, just the letter ft, and that's all one word, @gmail.com. So that would be great. We definitely are looking for sponsors, and if there's anyone there willing to help us out, then, you know, we'd be very grateful, and, yeah, we'd definitely do our best to represent our country.
Well, good luck, Carmen. We'll keep in touch with you as we get closer to the games for you and Safwan, and then the wedding after that. Where's that planned for?
For Melbourne, we are the best state in Australia, or best city, should I say. So, yeah, in Victoria, in Melbourne, hopefully in December, we'd like to go across to a countryside and just have a very nice sort of intimate wedding with lots of our friends and family.
Good luck, because you have to pay for that as well. It's an expensive time. So, good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show.
Karma Martin there from the Olympic Taekwondo team, getting ready for the Games in London.